Welcome back. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. This is Tell Me Your Story. We do take a look at a lot of things in this world, both in the ethereal worlds as well as in this, what we seem to think is the real world. And we're going to talk right now, as we often do, as a matter of fact, try to do every week, with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com at 963-0842. And as of the 10th, we had a start of something back on the 3rd, but as of the 10th of December, we're still in the midst of a bit of the retrograde. Is that right?
Yes, we are on the waning days of the retrograde. It goes direct on Tuesday the 13th. But the biggest thing going on right now today is a full moon and a total lunar eclipse at about, I put my glasses on and realized that it happened this morning. 6:32 a.m. Pacific time, a full moon in Gemini opposing opposite from the sun in Sagittarius, and this one created a total lunar eclipse. It was visible over Europe, East Africa, Asia, Australia, the North Pacific, and North America. So I personally didn't see it. It was a little early for my taste, but, you know, the eclipses are important. They're relevant astrologically and astronomically because of what they reveal. Mm-hmm. When this is the second of two, they generally come in pairs about 2 weeks apart, and they reveal. Often during this time, we get more information about ourselves, about the people around us, about our politicians and the people that lead us and govern us. Yeah. And that sort of thing.
So I've had the good fortune, and I didn't see this one either, like you, a little early for my taste, but I happened to see one several years ago when I was living in Phoenix, and we brought out the telescope and we set it up, and the only struggle we had was keeping up with it, because it was still moving through the sky, so you had to keep your telescope moving too. But what an extraordinary event
experience
to watch.
Yeah.
Yes. And so if you don't see it, you're still impacted on some level. But if you get the opportunity to see something like this, now you said this was one of two. There's another one coming.
Actually, no, we had it already.
This is the second of two. So if you have the opportunity to see something like that, it is quite an experience just to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't
watch
think,
it
so the moon's getting shaded by the Earth, big deal. But you know, when you start watching it, it's pretty awesome when you consider it. It shows our size, so to speak. You know, it shows the enormity of the universe and the tininess of who and what we are.
Yeah, it can be a very humbling experience, a really good reality check, you know.
So we've gone through these two lunar eclipses. And we're on the waning end of this period of, we'll call it the retrograde, of course. I call it the period of self-observation.
Yes, observation.
And so we're heading into another phase here as we wind down this year by our calendar.
Right.
As we move through and towards the day in which we have the least amount of sunlight and the most amount of darkness.
Right, we're approaching the winter solstice.
The solstice. What other things can we look forward to in just the next couple 3 weeks, just in a general sense?
The sun at the solstice moves into the sign of Capricorn, which rules the material world, especially money, finance, and business. And so naturally at this time of year, As we're closing out kind of one year and beginning another, our attention does come to our finances, even in a good economic year.
Well, yeah.
But right now, what I'm seeing a lot of is people really getting back into the spirit of the holiday season, the community, the love, and really having kind of alternative hipster Christmases, you know, being very progressive about how we do things.
Right.
You know, a lot of families this year extended families pulling a name, you know, rather than everybody getting a gift for everybody, you know, and just making it okay to be in reality, you know, making it okay, making it hip and cool and groovy to be smart with your money.
Yeah.
Rather than sadomasochistic.
Exactly. So,
trying to keep up with the Joneses and spend money that we don't have right now. It's really important to be smart.
Exactly.
Capricorn is a very smart sign.
Well, we'll stay focused on that. And, of course, this is also the time of year to put down the pepper spray, okay?
yeah, it's bury the hatchet, mm-hmm. you know, and make peace.
Yes, absolutely.
Build bridges, mend fences, figure out how to be the grown-up in the room,
yeah.
you know.
And I shared,
leave your needy child at home.
Exactly. And I even shared with you one of our previous programs segments about an incident where there was this other driver in front of me, and he was trying to actually parallel park, but I wasn't aware of what he was trying to do and that whole thing. And what went through my mind, and maybe this would be helpful for others as well, is how do you know that this person A, isn't a relative you've never met, okay? B, is a neighbor who lives up or down your street or in your area. C, a coworker, someone you associate with on a potentially on a regular basis or at least in the same general area. Or if you're in business, a potential customer. And if you were to explode on this person, down the road you're going to meet this person, they're going to remember you. And so what are you going to build up for that future time in this now moment?
Right. Well, and to me, that boils down to basic principles of Buddhism and even Christianity. Christ, was it Christ or was it an Old Testament or New Testament where it was treat others the way you would like to be treated, the golden rule.
The golden rule, and actually it was summed up by Jesus, do unto others as you would have them
do
unto you.
It's really important, especially at the holidays, when tempers are so short and people are so emotional, to display the kind of compassion and courtesy that you would want others to show you when you're having the brain fart and you're the one screwing up.
Yeah.
You know, we're human here. We are all human here.
Yeah. And now, if folks want to touch base with you here as we head towards the new year and maybe get a little insight from you on what's ahead for them, what they can do to maybe better prepare or just do the right things, they can contact you through your website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And they can also call you at 963-0842.
Yes.
And we will look forward to talking with you again next week as move closer and closer to solstice.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.